Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The phrase, warts and all, is said to have first occurred when Oliver Cromwell instructed Sir Peter Lely to paint his portrait without any flattery. And he did. So it is with God's portrayal of humanity. He tells it like it is. In our story today, we find Jacob's younger wife, Rachel, the pretty one, the loved one, envious of her older sister, Leah. And why? Because, we read, Rachel was barren. Genesis 29, verse 31. It is a recurring theme throughout the Old Testament that it is God who opens and closes wombs. In fact, here are the very words before this statement. Quote, "When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb." But Rachel was not thinking about asking the Lord for help. It was Jacob she blamed. Quote, "Give me children or else I die," she said. In frustration, quote, "Jacob's anger was aroused against Rachel, and he said, 'Am I in the place of God who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?'" That's chapter 30 and verse 2. But clearly, he wasn't thinking about asking the Lord for help either. Had the family learned nothing from the sad tale of Sarah and Hagar? Obviously not. Acting when the emotions are, quote, aroused, is like setting sail into the teeth of a storm. Rachel said, "Here is my maid, Bilhah. Go in to her, and she will bear a child on my knees, that I also may have children by her." Then Jacob went in to her. Verses 3 to 4. Two wives, plus two maids as additional wives, what was Jacob thinking? However, God did give Bilhah two sons, Dan and Naphtali. Not to be outdone, when Leah, quote, "saw that she had stopped bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her to Jacob as wife." Verse 9. It's hard to believe that this is the official record of the start of the nation of Israel. But you can always count on God to tell the truth just like it is.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.